20% over traditional health insurance. 970-515-6882.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We'll go into the program and we'll discuss the apparatus of terror. I finished the program yesterday and most of the program discussing the apparatus of terror. Germany had its technology given to them by IBM, punch cards. They were able to document and keep each individual in their system of terror numbered without making a mistake. Well, that was the apparatus in 1941 to 44, 45. But the apparatus of terror today is much more sophisticated. It is frightening. It is beyond what man could ever have imagined. Remember, I told you that the children in the occult in the late 90s, they were gleeful, stating that this century would be a satanic century. And right at the end of 1999, coming into this century, we went into a whole new techno world. We became a panoptic world, more so than in the 90s. See all, hear all, know all, watch all, listen to all, even to the point where they suspect, they believe that they know what you're thinking, and they know when you're planning to commit a crime, and they arrest you ahead of time. We've entered into a completely new dimension in technology. This was what we were warned about when Eisenhower stated that we have to watch at all times this military-industrial complex. And it is the military-industrial complex with all of the agencies that are tied into the military that have made empire great, America. There are some articles that I'm reading, and they're presenting the thought that empire, America, is losing its unipolar stranglehold on the nations, and that we're at the end of our like Rome. Eventually, Rome ceased to exist on paper as far as military, but the culture continued into the centuries following. But we are coming to our end. We're going to soon be thrown into the trash heap of history. That time will come. When Christ returns, he will judge this country and the everything tied into the apparatus of terror. What is the apparatus of terror? I was talking about it yesterday. I presented the, this was out of the MillenniumReport.com, DARPA Enterprise, run by the Central Intelligence Agency. It is a network of high-tech companies, and Nokia, InQtel, Microsoft, Oracle, IBM, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google. Google is the one gathering the information, part of the apparatus of terror. And today I'm going to discuss what really happened, who really invented social media, who claimed to invent it, but who did invent it. We have believed that a young 19-year-old Mark Greenberg, Rockefeller Zuckerberg, was the brilliant brainchild of social media. This kid is so messed up as an individual. He is so controlled. He's such an MK Ultra product that he even complained to his mother, cried to his mother emotionally, "Why did you let these people do this to me?" What would that statement mean? Who are those people? And why would she allow those people to do whatever it is that they did to him? Who are those people? Now remember, if you come from very important lineages, powerful lineages, you know, generations of lineages, and if your parents and your grandparents and your great-grandparents, if they had great power, great wealth, great sway over a nation, they make sure that their children are trained to continue to hold that power and to hold that economic position. They always train them to carry on the family business. And he is carrying on the family business, the business of the Rockefeller military industrial complex. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC-free. Just go to the website, 1360KHNC.com, click the shop.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Hello, this is Daniel from A&D Design. We stopped by today to let you know that we have kitchen and bathroom cabinets. These are soft close full overlay cabinets with full extension rails made of plywood. You can contact us at 303-968-6678, and Cyrus has our website.
You can find more information on our website at andcabinetdesign.com. That's andcabinetdesign.com.
And again, just call me, 303-968-6678.
This Friday at Spirits Music Hall, right here in Johnstown, just across the street from the radio station, they're having a comedy night featuring guys like Gio Giovanni, Mills Fuentes, and much more. The show starts at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $10 to $15. Come on over to Spirits Music Hall and get a little comedy on July 29th, this Friday.
They put a spell on us, and they're continuing to put a spell on us, but we shouldn't allow them to do it. And the way you fight them is know, have knowledge, know the truth, know what they're up to, what they do. Now, who really invented social media? Who really put this whole great technology together? It was a Christian man by the name of Michael T. McKibben. And McKibben, he has really two careers. One in putting together with a team called Leader Technologies, what we know as social media. He did this without it, the government today, the nations of the world could not communicate the way that they do. Without it, you could not communicate with friends on Facebook. You need to unfriend Facebook, unfriend Twitter, unfriend all the social media, but it's very difficult. Good luck. Well, McKibben also, what he was really from a Christian perspective, he and a group of Christians, it was their music. They had a Christian group called Living Stream, I think it is, Living Sound. I'm sorry, and they went into Poland, and then eventually they would play, and their worship and their music would expand into all of Eastern Europe, Czechoslovakia, and eventually into Russia, right at the time that Gorbachev was bringing down the Berlin Wall. So he was instrumental, I believe, he and the group Living Sound were instrumental in, once again, bringing living Christianity to Eastern Europe and to Russia. And it changed everything in preparation for Vladimir Putin becoming president in 2020, I'm sorry, in the year 2000, January 1st, 2000. Without the Holy Spirit going into that area of the world, you would not have a revival within the Orthodox churches and other churches, not just Orthodox, Pentecostal churches, in that region, and especially in Russia. So that is for another. That's a story for another day. But I'm going to go and I'm going to present to you what he did, and what Mark Zuckerberg, Rockefeller Zuckerberg, did not do. Okay, there's a guy by the name of Ward Cunningham. I'm reading out of and doing notes out of fbcoverup.com. www.thetruenetworking.com. The True Story of Social Networking, October 5th, 2015. Ward Cunningham he supposedly created Wiki, and he went to work for IBM, IBM's Eclipse Foundation on the October 25th, 2005. IBM Eclipse stole McKibben's invention in 2001, 4 years earlier, via his patent attorney, James P. Chandler III. Chandler prepared McKibben's patents, but secretly fed these innovations to IBM and the NSA. These were his clients. These were Chandler's clients. McKibben, his constitutionally protected intellectual property claims, clearly did not fit into the NSA's spy state agenda, nor Silicon Valley's Wall Street and the judiciary's greed agenda. These people can all be found with the smokescreen of they stole this due to national security. Now, Mark Zuckerberg was nothing more than a 19-year-old Harvard Bill Gates II. Cover story for his IBM NSA spy state cartel. The social network movie about Zuckerberg and Facebook's origins was fabricated and meant to divert public attention from asking questions like, how can an unremarkable 19-year-old studying for finals who was admittedly drinking, chasing women, messed up, built an entire social platforming program, networking program, in 1 to 2 weeks, according to Zuckerberg's claims. This guy is really a liar. Now, once they seize control of the digital infrastructure using innovations stolen from McKibben and later technologies, the cartel began perfecting the art of lies, tricks, deceit, fabricated events, and national security is their excuse, always their excuse for stealing anything from anyone. This is why I said yesterday, if you have something that you want to invent, you know, if you have a technology where you can get free energy, don't tell anybody about it. Don't tell the government about it. Don't try to find a company that will fund you. Use it for yourself. Maybe give it to you somebody that you can trust. But be careful, because there's millions of dollars to be made, and you may trust them and they may steal your invention, just like Mark Zuckerberg. Now, before inventing social networking, again, McKibben had competed with AT&T Bell Labs. He won the contract to redevelop AT&T's email system. This is who this Christian man is. He redeveloped their email system, AT&T Access Plus 3.0, in time for the release of Windows 95. He established one of the first 10 commercial websites hosted by AT&T WorldNet. And at that point, Russia was just emerging, and McKibben again had been in Eastern Europe with his group. I forgot the name of the group already. Something Sound. Living Sound. I had the word spirit in my thinking. Living Sound. So he's being watched. McKibben and the group, the Christians, they are being watched by KGB, ABC, NBC, CBS, all the other intelligence agencies of that area. And then what would happen is, in the early days, after the post-Soviet days, the Russian leaders complained to McKibben about Harvard economists who were making irresponsible recommendations about how to privatize the economy. And I had done programs on how the Clinton administration, during his administration, starting in the early 90s, how they went into Russia with the Harvard group, and they were robbing, pillaging, plundering the Russian wealth. And one of the men that I mentioned yesterday, Larry Summers, he's one of the people that helped put together or helped these Valley Girls, these girls out of very powerful women. I have the article right here. I don't want to get into that because I'll get lost in going backwards. But Larry Summers, he joined the World Bank as the chief economist. Why? Because he's going to help plunder Russia. And here the Russian leaders, they're complaining to McKibben about these economists who are going into Russia during the Clinton administration, taking over the corporations, investing with the oligarchs, with the criminals in Russia, with Boris Yeltsin and Gorbachev knew about it. But Gorbachev is soon out of the picture. Yeltsin is in. Yeltsin understands this. He knows what's happening. These wealthy, wealthy criminal Russians. You know, the one thing I have a problem with is criminals. I don't care if people are white, black, yellow, red, orange. I don't care. I love all people of all races. Wealthy, poor, educated, non-educated, handicapped, non-handicapped. But I don't like criminals. This is where the scripture sets a line. Scripture always talks about two groups of people. Those who are upright. It doesn't mean they have to be perfect. It just means that they are not evil. They are not wicked. So you have the criminals is in that group of wicked, evil, the criminals. This is who I do not like. But Larry Summers, Yeltsin, robbing Russia, and the Russian leaders are complaining to Michael McKibben. Why? Because he and the Living Sound Christians, this man is not just a nobody. He's educated, very educated. And they're complaining to him about this evil. It was prayer. It was the prayer of Christians in those areas of Eastern Europe and Russia that turned things around. We in this country can never turn things around, but we can be a stopping force through our prayers. Eventually, this Constitution is not going to have any power. And once the Constitution is removed, the only authority, the greatest authority, will be the prayers of God's children. And the non-believers, the unbelievers, may not understand it, but they will benefit from the prayers of the godly people. This is what will hold back and continue to hold back all evil, and the prayers of God's children will continue to cause the kingdom of heaven to expand. It won't be the votes. It won't be politicians. The kingdom of heaven will expand through the prayers of God's children. So McKibben invents social networking. He cracked the code. He was able to, without him, because of him, collaboration could occur over the internet. Previous enterprise client server platforms by IBM, Microsoft, Novell were able to work within a single corporation, but not with millions of users. Despite their billions of dollars to spend on research and development, McKibben's innovation was a quantum leap forward in internet technology. This is why you can unfriend people on Facebook if you want. And this is why you have Facebook, which I'm not part of. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Michael McKibben.
This is Rick Rodriguez. I'll be the host of The Present Truth Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, New World Order, agendas of secret societies, the coming world religion. Again, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, telephone technology specialist here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bailouts, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey DeQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey DeQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
The P.E. Gun Show, August 13th and 14th, is at the new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Ball. This show features daily firearm drawings, CCW classes, food all weekend, and thousands of Second Amendment patriots. Buy, sell, or trade, this show is a great way to spend the day. For info, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at this show.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say?
Yeah, with an old friend you know, Facebook. You can't go on together with suspicious minds. You're caught in a trap, and there's no way out. Yeah, we fall in love with technology in this country. And it is a trap. Be careful. Now, coming off the AT&T success, McKibben founded Leader Technologies in Columbus, Ohio in 1997. This is right at the end of the century. And then he's going to go into the new century and create the greatest weapon, the greatest, the beginning of the apparatus of terror like the world has never seen. He organized a dream team of technologists to implement his innovations. He had observed from AT&T's customers worldwide that legacy systems were not able to scale to the capabilities of the emerging internet. He and his dream team took 2 years before achieving the moment in late 1999. They discovered the Achilles heel of existing client server and groupware assumptions that were all the rage back then, because they had collectively built one of the world's largest systems in banking, telecommunications, network services, messaging, accounting, and defense. They knew their discoveries were novel. And then working through referrals, McKibben was introduced to prominent law professor James P. Chandler III in Washington, D.C. This would be the source for the funding. D.C. Chandler advised the White House, Congress, and the judiciary and the American intelligence on intellectual property and security matters. McKibben was flattered by the immediate interest in Leader's inventions. Chandler agreed that McKibben's inventions were novel and immediately agreed to become Leader's patent attorney and director. Here's where it all begins. The criminal patent attorney, James Chandler, a black man. Don't think because criminals are criminals. They come across the board. Criminals. Chandler was a wolf in sheep's clothing, a prominent black law professor, already had his own mission to fundamentally, listen to this, transform America, L-A-A, Allah, Barack Obama. He was busy building a spy state platform through which his clients at the NSA, FBI, and intelligence could monitor everyone on the planet. We're caught in a trap. There's no way out. He had already selected IBM as his client and platform of choice. While he liked, here we go, IBM. Remember the apparatus of terror in Nazi Germany? IBM, still the apparatus of terror internationally. While he liked Leader, he liked IBM better and set out to steal Leader's inventions and give it to IBM. Notably, his main IBM contact was David J. Capos, who was appointed director of the patent office in August 2009 by Barack Obama. Now listen, when Obama came into office, social networking, you know, community organizing, who's famous for that? This person began to use, through his 8 years in office, put together the apparatus of terror, and it has been expanding ever since. In what patent experts say was a dubious advice, Chandler told Leader to reduce the invention to practice before he would file the patents. He said that there were more than 60 patentable inventions. Facebook has since filed hundreds. On June 6, 2002, Chandler concocted a custody escrow agreement to obtain a copy of Leader's actual programming code for ostensible safekeeping. Yes. 11 weeks later, all of Leader's innovations appeared in IBM Eclipse Foundation's version 2.0.1, with IBM claiming copyright on the stolen code. Leader subsequently discovered a major design problem that took a year to resolve. During 2003, Leader's engineers worked to solve the problem. Chandler and his IBM Eclipse PayPal Mafia cronies, all Harvard alumni, Breyer, Hoffman, Lee, Schwartz, Summers, Chandler, Kohler, had received a 19-year... they recruited a 19-year-old programmer. And here comes the thief. Recruited a 19th and liar. 19, my opinion, but fact. 19-year-old programmer and Harvard student Mark Greenberg Rockefeller Zuckerberg to be the front man at Harvard for their next Bill Gates narrative for the campus-wide Facebook. While Leader was debugging their code, Zuckerberg's job was to prevent any other campus Facebook from emerging before his. Three others were in the works. Wink Elevos Twins, Harvard Connection, a Greenspan House System, and Paul Seglia Street Facts Facebook. So there was Harvard Connection, Houses System, and Street Facts Facebook. Zuckerberg made programming deals with Winklevosses and Siglia, then stonewalled them and made promises of cooperation with Greenspan to stall him. October 28, 2003, the same night that Leader engineers debugged a central piece of the code, Zuckerberg hacked house sites at Harvard, stole student photos, wrote in his own diary, "Let the hacking begin." So now you're getting to see the truth about Facebook, social media. You see how going back to the usual suspects. Now you see how all of the DARPA everybody tied into DARPA. You see how they work together for the other purpose, which we'll talk about when we get back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Hi, this is Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. I want to talk to you for a moment about investment. Savings is great, and everyone who listens to KHNC knows who to call. But I want to talk to you about Joey Jaquint. Give him a call at 602-909-9048. Why call Joey? Because there are ways to grow your money by investing with Joey Jaquint and Northwestern Mutual. Gold is safe, but with risk comes reward. And Joey can put your money into high-risk or low-risk products to grow your money with investing. Joey can also cover those just-in-case situations with very important life insurance policies, some of which can grow your money and be used in the future. Call Joey at 602-909-9048. Buy all the gold you can afford, but call Joey and learn how to protect and grow your money with some well-placed investments.
Hey, folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Forever and rewrite it once.
Now, the purpose of all of this is a new world order. So here's what happens. Kind of a quick timeline. So June 2002, James Chandler, Leader Technologies, steals the patent. He receives the custody leader of, he's a custody copy of Leader Technologies source code. And on July 1st, Jerry Wadsworth joins Battelle Memorial Research Institute in Columbus, Ohio. He manages National Laboratories for the U.S. Department of Energy. And his agreement with Chandler was a ruse to get Leader's source, his code source. Then in 2002, this is the day that IBM, NSA, Eclipse, Foundation, Spy State turned against the United States Constitution. This is when the eavesdropping began. This is the panoptic age. This is once again at the beginning of what the Satanists in the late 90s stated. A satanic century. It has begun. You think that they were just speaking something. No. On the 29th of August 2002, 11 weeks after Chandler received Leader source code, IBM Eclipse Foundation released again version 2.0.1 that includes all of Leader Technologies' innovations for the first time. IBM claims copyrights on the code source, which had ballooned from 12.6 megabytes in version 2.0 to 109 megabytes in version 2.0.1. It was 8.7 times increase in 20 days. Despite the increase from a single source, IBM Eclipse in classic attorney doublespeak lies claimed in 2004 that they were unable to locate the original contributor, Leader Technologies. They could not find the original contributor to this technology. These people were funded with $40 million of IBM funds in 2001, in November. It included IBM, SAP, Oracle, Hitachi, HP, Fujitsu, Borland, McGrain, Microsoft, Rationale, QNX, SUSE, Red Hat, Monte Vista. So they forgot to ask Godfather James P. Chandler. They asked him how he got the codes. He wouldn't tell them illegally. In 2003, Leader Technologies debugged a key model, a module for the innovation perfected by especially problematic function of the secret sauce. This innovation had stalled the invention for a year. The Leader's research and development delay upset the cartel's plans, who had formed IBM Eclipse Foundation on November 29, 2001. In the meantime, Zuckerberg busied himself at Harvard throwing monkey wrenches into the works of other Facebooks wanting to emerge at Harvard. In 2004, PayPal Mafia members funded and coached Mark Zuckerberg as their next Bill Gates, Harvard front man. IBM Eclipse Foundation board appointed other surrogates, that is, Intel and Microsoft, Ericsson, Monte Vista. Now, here's where it gets heavy, if it wasn't heavy enough. April 14, 2004, Anna Marie Slaughter, A New World Order, writes a book, The New World Order. She is related by marriage to Jorge Soros. And on January 23, 2009, in the Obama administration, she becomes Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's chief political advisor. And she's one of Clinton's first appointments. Then Google launched Gmail. Anna Marie Slaughter published A New World Order. In May of 2004, James W. Breyer, XL Partners, LLP, he became chairman of National Venture Capital Association. You'll have to go to the podcast because this is too much for you to handle. Podcast 1360KHNC.com. To the Present Truth program. Then you have the CIA's NQTEL, Fidelity, and Kleiner Perkins team up with Breyer and NVCA. Now the cartel is growing legs. J.P. Morgan gives IBM $10 billion line of credit to sell its PC unit, Lenovo, out of China. 2004 June, Harvard Crimson cover-up covered Zuckerberg more than any world figure. Harvard Crimson. Then Chandler secretly performed Crypto.com without disclosing his attorney conflict of interest to Leader. So, now Chandler is making billions. Crypto.com. Criminal.com. Then the great shock to the world. July 2004, Obama is hoisted onto the world scene as a Democrat national at the Democratic National Convention. In August 2004, well, actually, I'll go to, yes, Facebook insiders fleece public markets in the 2012 Facebook IPO. Leader versus Facebook judges made out like bandits also. They go to court and Leader gets zero. They're owed probably $10 trillion. I'll say billion. And still to this day, they haven't received a penny. We'll be back. We're going to finish out with the last segment. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts, The Present Truth.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy or find My Kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360KHNC.com, click on the shop.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
So who are some of the people that prospered financially from this technology? Well, we'll mention people and who they're tied in with. Bill and Hillary Clinton. substantial cartel donors, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, AT&T, Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank, J.P. Morgan, Microsoft, Vanguard, UBS, Xerox, White & Case, Merrill Lynch, Citigroup, Cisco, Barclays, Bill & Hillary collected $15.5 million speaking fees from these organizations in 2002. Barack and Michelle Obama become uber wealthy while in White House. They're building a house in California. This was like 7 years ago, near Silicon Valley, and near the sociophants, as they carry forward George Soros' New World Order agenda, having seized control of the public communication infrastructure during his 8 years as president. Now you have the Republicans. You have the criminal Republicans. Jeb Bush, supported by Cartel's Right to Rise PAC that includes James Breyer, received donations from Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Barclays, Citigroup, Walmart, Morgan Stanley, Credit Suisse, J.P. Morgan, Gibson Dunn, LLP, Marco Rubio, keep these people in mind, cartel member, Goldman Sachs, Oracle, UBS, Horowitz, Andreessen, Morgan Stanley, John Kasich, substantial stocks in the cartel, including J.P. Morgan, Facebook, LinkedIn, Microsoft, Tesla, State Street Corp, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo, Xerox, Fidelity, Roe Price, Chris Christie, supported cartel members, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Dell, Motorola, Vanguard, Horowitz, Merrill Lynch, Bank of America. Then Carly Fiorina, Vast Holdings, cartel member, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, AT&T, Bank of America, BlackRock, Boston Scientific, CBS, CGI Group, Cisco, Citigroup, Comcast, Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank. Is she one of the Valley Girls? Deutsche Bank, Expedia, Microsoft, Facebook, Fidelity, Groupon, HP, Intel, IBM, iShares, J.P. Morgan, LinkedIn, Microsoft, Royal Bank of Canada, Salesforce.com, State Street, TIBCO, Time Warner, UBS, Wells Fargo, Verizon, Walmart, Excel Partners, with James W. Breyer, Walt Disney, ABC, and Xerox. These people are the people that are going to rule the world. These are the people that are buying up the world. These are the people that find out ahead of the time what patents are being, who holds patents, what the patents are all about, and they invest. Like the judges, many judges in the case with Chandler versus, McKibben versus Chandler and that group, many of the judges involved in the lawsuit received stock in Facebook or social media networks. Criminals, criminals, criminals. Well, that's it for today. We'll have one more day tomorrow. Podcast 1360KHNC.com, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. And again, go to the podcast, Too Much for You to Ingest. It'll give you heartburn. Rick Rodriguez, see you tomorrow.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565. 9565.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.